time, all of us, you, me, anybody who's of age or who hasn't already, will be making our way to our local polling stations to cast our vote for our next president. It seems as if, though, the shenanigans have already started. They've already begun. And we've seen that throughout the last week. Today, we're going to have a little bit of a conversation about some of these polling gaffes. The things that have been thrown in our face. So stick with us. Don't go away. We start now. Hey, everybody, and welcome here to the next installment of the Richard Leonard Show. I want to thank you, as always, for being here. It is always a pleasure to be here with you on Sunday evenings. Me and everyone else here in the studio really appreciate your attendance and your participation. as always, it's awesome to see the engagement, watch the show grow. And we've had some pretty good constructive conversations based on comments made offline, off the show. So please keep doing that. Keep it up. We do appreciate that feedback and we enjoy these discussions. I think it's great that some of these topics, they live on after we stop recording these shows. So thank you for that. Also, before we get started, I know that you won't mind me telling you about how the show is made possible. And of course, that is Cortez Wealth Management. Get yourselves on over to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Sign up for the webinars that happen on Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss it. Gather all the information that Carlos Cortez and his staff have to offer you, all the things they want to share with you, and then make a decision about it. But please don't make a decision until you've had all of the information. They want to help you down the road to plan and execute a tax-free retirement plan. And so if you are coming up on retirement, or if you're young and still working towards building one, anywhere in between, this is for you. These things can be used by anybody of any age. The question just becomes, how much will you have when you're ready? And that is partly based on your age and how much you're able to put in. So don't take it from me. I'm not the expert. Get a hold of Carlos and his staff over at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Get on over there and check them out. Okay. So voting. It's time to vote. It's time to vote once again. Of course, we all know that. We've all been seeing all this BS all over the TV, all over the internet, all over our cell phones. We've been having these discussions. We've been seeing other people talking about it and touting their candidate, whoever that is, for whatever reason it is that they are supporting said candidate. And early voting opened up a little bit ago, a while ago. And ever since early voting opened up, there has been a lot of accusations made. There's been a lot of chatter. There's even been people filming on their cell phones their experience at their polling stations. It wasn't long ago, maybe earlier this week, was it Monday, Tuesday, maybe even last weekend, that we saw video footage of a ballot drop box on fire. Someone dropped something in it to light all the ballots on fire. How are those going to get recollected, if at all? We've seen people walk up to their polling station with whatever these damn machines are that they're using, try to select their candidate and it won't select. In fact, no matter where you touch on the screen, it appears it selects a candidate for you. And then we've seen all these myth busters, all this debunking, all this fact checking, that all this is fake. And there's a ton of examples out there. All you have to do is search 2024 election fraud or 2024 election shenanigans or whatever you want to put in there. You'll find it. You'll see all the allegations made. You'll see the pictures, the videos, the things that are being put out by just the common man, just the regular guy who's out to vote. And then we have people who are saying that these folks are lying. We have government officials in areas all around this country. The one I saw, I believe, was like a 38-minute long press conference in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I believe it was, where they found more registered voters than citizens in the county. They have the proof. They have the paperwork. They talked about it openly on a live feed or live television or whatever it was that they came out on first. And people even have the balls to say that that's set up. That's not fake. It's not true. It's fake news. And I think that no matter where you go, no matter who you're voting for, and no matter what you do, there is going to be somebody to tell you that your experience was not valid. So if you haven't voted yet, and you are one of these people that is going to show up there, and your machine isn't going to work properly, or you're going to fill out a paper ballot and then shove it into a machine, and the receipt you get out shows that you voted for somebody other than you voted for, somebody else is going to tell you, that didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. It's got to be fake news. And all the while that this is going on, Donald Trump is going to be the one labeled as the guy who won't give up the power. He won't commit to a peaceful transition. He won't just go silently into the night. And nor should he, in my opinion. But the question is this. If there are people from any corner of this country that can show you evidence, and in my opinion, some of it undisputable evidence. If I go to vote and I'm holding my phone and I'm filming my voting and it's not working the way I was told it's going to work, or my machine spits out some receipt or some slip of paper that says I voted for somebody other than who I voted for, who the hell are you to tell me that that's fake news? Who the hell are you to tell me that I'm lying about it? And that goes for anybody. Right, left, middle, doesn't matter. Up, down, doesn't matter. And I think that people get this idea that Republicans or Trump supporters are going to be the ones that are crying that the election was stolen and that there are shenanigans going on. And all the while, everything's good. There's no problems. Even when the evidence is right there. And just for the sake of conversation, even if the evidence shows something to make it even plausible. Even plausible that there is some kind of bullshit happening. We should be in the position in this country to at least hear it out. And something like massive voter fraud, in my opinion, deserves an investigation of some sort. The ability to cast a vote for anybody to sit in any elected office, any position, in my opinion, is a pretty sacred right that we as American citizens have. You're born with it, or you've earned it by migrating here to the United States of America the legal way and doing it the right way. Do all the things that are asked of you, pass the tests, do this, do that. If any of these people have a claim that's able to be backed up with evidence that looks even remotely true, why would we as a country not want that investigated? Even if the candidate that we choose is going to lose. Because I believe that at this point, this particular topic, it doesn't really see party lines. It doesn't see skin color. It doesn't see gender. It doesn't see age. It doesn't see social economic status. It doesn't see any of those things. Not whatsoever. We have operated in this country since the mid-1800s, when voting started. That everyone gets one vote. And your one vote is not to be infringed on. It is not to be deleted. It is not to be tampered with. It is not to be changed. It's not to be burned. And it's not to be dismissed. Now, if your vote is for a candidate that I disagree with, well, I guess I just have to learn to deal with that. After all, we are adults. We don't always get our way. We don't always get to dictate what somebody else is doing or is going to do. But why, why all of the sudden, and by all of the sudden, I mean, why in the last 8 to 10 years have we decided that we get to dictate? Why have we decided that we get to throw out anybody else's say, anybody else's vote? For example, the man or woman or whoever who dropped fire in a drop box, a ballot drop box. Who the fuck are you to decide what any of those votes say and whether or not they should be counted or not? What kind of low-life scumbag thinks that they have that kind of power? Wasn't this country founded on an idea that we're equal, right? That we all have a say. These documents that were signed that made us a country, that made us who we are that made us the United States of America. Isn't that what gave us the ability to have our say? And now there's been some revisions over the years, right? I mean, black folks couldn't vote in the beginning unless they lived in the North and they owned land. Women couldn't vote in the beginning, except for that one mistake they made in the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or whatever it was that allowed women in New Jersey to vote. Whatever that's all about, I don't know for sure. I don't know all the history on voting. I just know a couple little tidbits. In the the mid-60s or early-60s, we went to electronic ballots. A little desk with a pen with a wire on it, right? And you touch your vote. And it seems to me that as time has gone by, and the way in which we collect votes in this country has changed, it has become more tumultuous every time through the eras. It's become more bullshit. And back in the day, there was no early voting. There was no mail-in ballots. Absentee voting was meant for soldiers who were away from home to be able to cast their vote. That transformed into soldiers who were away from home that were in need of being able to cast their vote. People who were homebound for medical reasons, and then apparently people who were traveling or something like that and wouldn't be home, wouldn't be in their home state or home county when Election Day happened. I can remember being young and hearing people talk about how sometimes it was difficult to get an absentee ballot. Like, you had to have an excuse for them to send you one. And now here we are. We have early voting. We have drop boxes. We have the ability, we have the ability to walk into a polling station without being registered. Register on the spot, cast a vote, and walk out. What kind of shit is that? You see, the more leeway, it seems, the more leeway as a country that is given for these voting alternatives, the more bullshit happens. These machines, these voting machines, to the best of my knowledge, not supposed to be connected to the internet. Well, in some polling stations, as we've seen across the internet, at some of these polling stations, citizens are getting pictures and videos of machines with Cat 5 cable plugged into the wall. They're connected to the internet. These places are in government buildings, fire stations, post offices, schools, places where internet is for sure a thing, is for sure available. If they're not to be connected to the internet, why is there internet cables? Why do they even have the ability? And didn't we learn anything from last time? Everyone wants to criticize and crucify Donald Trump for contesting the election all over this country. And talk about what a threat to democracy he is, and how he's so Hitler-like and a dictator and a communist, and he's this and he's that and he's deranged and he's crazy and he's only out for himself. But has ever anybody ever really stopped to think that maybe, just maybe, the guy takes his role seriously? He takes his role serious. And so when he contested an election, and when he does some of these things, is it for sure? Is it surely because he's a sore loser? Or is part of it maybe? Is maybe part of it the idea that he's combating it and he's battling it for everybody who cast a vote for him? Because as he said before, I don't need this. I don't need this life. I don't need this stress. I don't need to be president. It's not a come up for Donald Trump, financially anyway. But when he has millions and millions of people supporting him, traveling to see him speak, buying his t-shirts and his hats and his bumper stickers and supporting his cause, because that's the way that these folks want their lives to be ran. They want things to be cheaper. They want to have hope that their country is going to be strong. And if you're a person that disagrees that Donald Trump can do that, okay, whatever. But these folks do not. The people that support him and who are like staunch supporters of Donald Trump, they believe in him. They believe that when he says something, he's going to do it. They believe that when he says that he's going to make this country great again, or healthy again, or relevant again, or strong again, or whatever the case is at that given time, they believe that he's going to do it or give it one hell of a shot and work towards it. And that's what they want. That's what they want out of their government. It's really easy. It's really easy to sit back in a chair and watch this guy who is entering the golden years of his life, who doesn't need any of this shit. He'd have a fabulous life if he wasn't in politics. And you can call him a failed business person if you like. You can call him a trust fund baby. His daddy gave him his whatever it is. You can call him whatever you want. But the fact of the matter is that he has it. And if he wasn't running to be president and he was just a businessman, a real estate dude, his life would be a whole lot less stressful. And you know what else? All these people that are condemning him, that had him on their shows, that had him at their parties, that accepted his money and donations when he wanted to give it, that were riding his tails. They all loved him until he came down that escalator. In fact, before he decided to run for president, and he went on The View, shit, Whoopi was all in his shit, man. They loved him. And they talked about how much they loved him. But not anymore. He's an existential threat to our democracy. Why is that? And then you have like all the like super radical people out there that think he's bought and he's compromised and he's all that. And you know what? Maybe he is. Maybe he is. But what I'll tell you is this. It seems to me that a lot of Americans that are supporting him at this point, they may not give a shit that he's bought or he's compromised or whatever the case may be. They may not even care. Because at the end of the day, they're going to pay less for gas. They're going to pay less for groceries. Their communities are going to be safer. They're going to be able to afford a home and a car. They're going to be able to squirrel away a little bit of money, maybe for a family trip in a few years, whatever the case may be, pay off some debt. That's what Americans really care about, I think. I think that a lot of times when we hear politicians up on their nice, cushy, padded leather chairs up on Capitol Hill talking about what they're going to do for the American people, they don't always have their finger on the pulse of what the American people are asking for, what they want, what they tell you that they need. But yet we have politicians out there telling us what we need. I don't know, man. I would like to think that there's somebody, there's at least one, or a small group of elected officials that at the end of their tenure will be able to say, we weren't very popular in the circles up on Capitol Hill. But we can rest easy at night knowing that we took the concerns of our constituents to Capitol Hill. We proposed, authored, and supported and co-authored legislation to better serve the constituents of our districts or our whatever our states or whatever up on Capitol Hill. I just don't know how much they actually care about you and me and the person to the left and right, if there is one right now. And I think where people latch on to Donald Trump is that he makes an effort, whether he believes it or not, I guess this has remained yet to be seen. In my opinion, I think we've seen that he cares about the common man, or at least pretends to pretty well. But it would be nice to see. And I think that's why people are latching on to him. Because they talk about what they struggle with. They talk about what they want to see. And he seems to hear them. Or at least he gives a response to show that he heard them. I don't know if we can say the same about Kamala Harris, can we? Maybe in the moment when she's there live and someone throws something in her face, but even then, she seems pretty out there, pretty lost. If that teleprompter goes down, boy, I'll tell you what. I believe she's in panic mode. God forbid her speechwriters get COVID or the flu or decide that she's a huge bitch and leaves. I suppose there's more speechwriters out there. But all this to, I mean, we're talking about voting today. But all this plays a part. And at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter who you're voting for. You deserve to have your vote be counted as you intended it to be counted. And we don't get that in some cases. I think that we don't get that in places maybe like Pennsylvania where they say whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win the presidency. And, well, we need to take a break. We'll come back to this. Trust me. Stick with us. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, real quick before we get back to the show. It's no secret that we have been experiencing a loss of sponsorships. Sponsors have been leaving the network, or the network leaving sponsors due to our convictions. And so we have recently began to ask you, the viewer, for help. We need your help. You are the most important thing when it comes to this network. You are the lifeblood of the Stu Peters Network. And so we are asking for your help once again. And in doing so, the way that you can help is to go down below on this video. Right here, you'll see the red button that's titled Stu Crew. You see it blinking there. You can click on there and it'll take you to the Stu Peters Network Locals page. You can sign up for a membership. It is $90 for 1 year or $9 a month. If you do the $90, you'll get 2 months for free. Also, when you go to checkout, if you use keyword Stu Crew 1, you'll get the first month for $1. so these things are extremely important. Keeping the network funded and bringing you content and information that you're not going to find on the mainstream media, the truth bombs that you're not going to get from the mainstream media. This is where you get them. The new age of information is not the mainstream media. It is platforms like this one. And we bend over backwards and break our backs to try to find you the content and the topics that are going to really affect you. So for $9 a month, you can join the Stu Crew, get exclusive access to behind the scenes footage, all kinds of extra content that'll be available to you. Also monthly giveaways. This month, Curable, which is a local CBD company, has a huge basket of body creams and lotions and bath bombs and Epsom salts and booty scrub. Not quite sure what that is, but it sounds interesting. They are going to give this basket away to one Stu Crew member. So if you join the Stu Crew, or if you are a person that just wants to give a one-time donation, that's great. We will accept that too. And you will also be entered into a drawing. So get on over to the Stu Peters Locals page. You can also go to stupeters.com and sign up there as well. But it is easier to just go down and hit the red button there that says Stu Crew and sign up that way. Again, it's $9 a month or $90 a year. You get two months for free. And when you check out, if you use Stu Crew 1 as a keyword, you should get 1 month for free. We really do appreciate your support. And as I said, you are the lifeblood of this network. We can't do this work without you. We can't continue to bring you all of this amazing content without your support. So thank you once again for being here. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for supporting us. We really do appreciate it. We really do love you. Thank you. Hey, folks, welcome back here to the end of the show, the last segment of the show. Before we took a break, we're just kind of talking about, well, we're talking about voting. And I, of course, got off on a goat trail, as usual, about why people might latch on to Trump versus latch on to Kamala Harris or whatever. But I think that these are important things to think about, because I believe that election season is a lot deeper. It's a lot deeper than just who you're going to cast your vote for. I think that a lot goes into, for many people, maybe not for everybody, but I think a lot goes into making the decision about who that person is going to be for you. And it doesn't always seem like there's a very safe place to have these conversations if you know that there's somebody from the other side in earshot of you, right? And that, and in my opinion, that's the tragedy of all of this. Because it's this time of year, every 4 years, well, even every 2 years, because even our congressional and senatorial elections every 2 years are becoming super tumultuous as well, right? Because there's this big emphasis on who's going to own the House and the Senate. And so, of course, they become more important as we become more polarized. And so, like, with that in particular, with that being said, I find it interesting that we as Americans fall for it over and over and over again. You know, a lot of these people that are running for office, even down to our own local elections and our local offices, the local seats, you hear candidates talk about, I'll listen to everybody. I mean, I watched Kamala Harris a few days back talk about I'll hear everybody. I'll listen, even if you didn't vote for me. Your voice still matters. And I just don't know. I don't know if any politician really subscribes to that idea. Because I don't know that any of us in masses, in large groups as Americans, subscribe to that idea. But certainly the folks who are running for office, they don't. They don't subscribe to we're all equally important, right? I'll listen to everybody, even if you didn't vote for me. I don't believe when a candidate says that, I believe for sure they're lying. And the reason for that is because if you stop to look at the prior 2 or 3 or 4 years, depending on the office that's in discussion, the track record of this in this person in particular probably doesn't show that they're interested in listening to both sides, whether they voted for them or not. So that's just a really strong line of bullshit. So automatically I'm turned off. Because we know that no matter, for example, it doesn't matter who wins this election, whether it's Trump or Harris, there is going to be upheaval. There's going to be upheaval in our neighborhoods, in our big cities. It's just going to happen. Because neither side thinks that their candidate can be beat. And if they do lose, it's because there's treachery afoot. And is that true? Maybe. Maybe it is true, but for the candidates themselves to come out and say, I'll work with anybody, doesn't matter who you voted for, because at that particular time, I'll be the one sitting in the chair. I just don't know that when it comes to working together on legislation, when it comes to presenting a united front on any given particular topic or any issue? How often do we see Democrats and Republicans locked arm in arm on anything? It used to be that veterans issues, for example, were pretty nonpartisan. And I think to a certain extent, some of them still are, even though we still don't see veteran-specific legislation other than the PACT Act, which came in 2022. Now, I can't say that for sure because I didn't read the whole thing. Maybe I should have. But there's been no reports of any pork in there. There's been no reports of anything hidden. But there's a lot of hidden stuff in a lot of other pieces of legislation. And things that we need to look out for now are things like probably abortion legislation, aid to the Ukraine, some silly-ass education thing that probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I don't know that the masses really know how that works. And so just real quickly, if I am a member of Congress and I decide that I want to author a bill to give free coffee to senior citizens from the months of October to March, every Tuesday and Thursday, senior citizens get free coffee anywhere in the country that provides coffee. And the masses get together and go, yeah, well, I think that's a good idea. Senior citizens can come together. They can have fellowship. They can talk. They can meet new people. Maybe their spouses have passed away and they're kind of just sitting in their homes and just kind of waiting for the inevitable to happen. This might be a good way for seniors to get out and mingle with each other, find friends, find things to do with each other. Car guys or golf guys or knitting clubs or whatever. Whatever senior citizens do. But also in that bill, I hid in there that two lines in one paragraph of the 112 pages it takes to outline senior citizens getting free coffee and why it is the way it is and how it should work and who's going to pay for it and when it goes into effect and all that other stuff. There's two lines in the paragraph that says the Ukraine will get $10 billion a year from the United States for the next 20 years. Now, that's an extreme example, but... And then other members of Congress, they see, oh, well, we're going to get free coffee to seniors a couple days a week all winter? Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I'll sign off on that. But they didn't take time to read the whole thing, and now they've signed off on giving seniors free coffee. But they've also signed off and agreed with and voted in favor of giving the Ukraine billions of dollars a year for 20 years. And should that bill pass and go to the Senate, and the same thing happens and not enough people read it, and it passes through and it gets to the president's desk. Now the president knows that the Ukraine aid is in there, and he's laughing all the way to the effing bank. Because now he made good on his backdoor, slick-ass, under-the-table promise that he's going to pass these idiots money. And now we just have to deal with it. Now there is an example of our tax dollars being appropriated to a cause that, one, we didn't know about. In this particular instance, on this particular topic or subject, it was hidden from us. It was some slick, underhanded bullshit. But we don't have any say. Now we can't stop it. And furthermore, We had no say from the beginning. And so when we have these problems and our country becomes up in arms and the masses start screaming from the hilltops and they're saying, well, we agreed to give seniors coffee. What is this? Well, the governments can say, well, you know, it was part of the same legislation. We voted on it. It was a democratic process or bureaucratic process. Well, no, it wasn't a process. It was some bureaucratic bullshit. And it happens all the time, I believe. I think it's probably less now than it was some years ago. I think more people are probably aware of it, but not enough. Not enough people know exactly what this is all about. And so now here we are once again. Here we are, we're flocking to the polls. We're casting our vote. The mechanism that we have been provided by the government in which we're voting for is crooked, it seems, at times. It doesn't work the way it's explained at times. And when it's pointed out, or when it's put out into the masses, because now we have the ability. We have the ability as citizens of this country to pick up our cellular telephonic devices, capture an image or capture a video, and put it out to the world. And yet they still say it's fake news. But yet this is the same institution that's going to tell us, yeah, our elections are good. They're free. They're fair. They're inclusive. And they're honest. And we're supposed to just buy that. And we're just supposed to like it. But we can see. We all got eyes. We all have the gift of perception. We can see that we're being fisted right in front of everybody. And they tell us it's fake news. You can go to your polling station. You can stand in line with illegal immigrants. And in some cases, as we've seen in different places in the country up to this day, illegal immigrants being pushed to the front of the line, registering somehow to vote at the front of the line in front of American citizens. They're given a ballot. They go in, they vote, they leave, get on a bus or something like that, and they all leave together. And they call you crazy. They say that we're crazy for even questioning it. So let me ask you this then. If it's free and it's fair and it's honest, why does it make us crazy for questioning it if we do? If it's free, fair, and honest, you got nothing to hide. Our government has nothing to hide. These crooked polling stations or whoever the hell's in charge, these machines or whoever's in charge of all this stuff, has nothing to hide if it's free, fair, and honest. So why is anybody labeled crazy? Why is anybody labeled a problem? Especially when we know, and it's talked about all the time, that casting your vote for any elected office in this country is your God-given right as an American citizen. But we're crazy for questioning it. I think it would make us more crazy if we didn't question it. Wouldn't you would think that the people in charge, our government, the polling officials, whoever's in charge at any given place, you would think that they would want people to ask. They would want to show off that it's working as it's intended. They would want you to see that there is no problem. But yet when there's a problem, you're labeled the problem. And let's also not forget the work, the blood, the sweat, and the tears, and the sacrifice that it took for us as Americans to even have this ability to vote, to have this God-given right, as they call it, to cast a vote. And then they tell you, you know, you should take it serious. Make sure you get out to vote. It's your civic duty. It's what you're supposed to. It's what you're meant to do as Americans. Let your voice be heard. And then when we go and do that, we're told we're crazy. And why? All because these folks intend on voting for somebody the big institution doesn't want you to vote for. The puppeteers don't want you to vote for Donald Trump. The puppeteers have a plan for us. And voting for Donald Trump is not part of it. And again, just like many other weeks in the past couple months, this is not an ad for Donald Trump. He just so happens to be the guy that people are voting for, and their ballots aren't reflecting it. He just so happens to be the guy that has followers that are noticing this stuff. And why is that? Because they're the illegals, and all the nasty players are the ones that are not voting for Donald Trump. And just for clarity, I would be feeling the same way and having the same words if the tables were turned. Even if I wasn't voting for Donald Trump, and I am, even if I was a Kamala Harris voter, this type of shit would piss me right off. Because there has been way too much work done. There's been way too much sacrifice and way too many lives lost to protect our ability to cast our vote without any interference, without any pressure, and without any bullshit at all. And that just doesn't happen. And at the end of the day, nobody, there isn't anybody that is in charge of any of this shit that can give us a good reason why it is not seemingly fair and honest and free. It's pretty concerning. So after all that, I'll tell you this. Even though they might call you crazy, even though they might label you nuts, or they might label you a problem, they might label you a conspiracy theorist, some tinfoil hat wearing son of a bitch, who cares? Make sure you get your ass to that polling station and cast your vote. But do it under the pretense and know that if there's a problem, and it doesn't go as intended, as it's supposed to be, if it doesn't seem free, fair, and honest, it just may not be. But if you can, capture it. Capture the experience, because this is something that we all should be worried about. Because once they take that from us, that's just the opening of the floodgates. Shit, the flood may already be happening, and this may not be the starter. Who knows? Who knows what the real plan is? I don't know. I'm not that guy. I'm not the conspiracy guy. I'm not the whatever guy. That's Stu and Alex Jones and those kind of people. I don't have the patience for it. But I will say this. Do not let it hinder your ability or your willingness to go cast your vote. In my opinion, it's very important. I wish you all a great evening. Happy election day. Please, please, please go vote. Whoever you're going to vote for, whatever you're going to mark, vote for Donald Duck, Donald Trump, Mickey Mouse, Kamala Harris, whoever you're going to vote for, go do it. And if it's not right, try to capture it, is my opinion. We'll see you next week with a new president. Good night.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives?